Hey, good evening, everybody. Thank you so much to the LNC for the opportunity to speak with you tonight. My name is Gideon Oakes, and I had the pleasure of serving as your Libertarian candidate for District 30 Senator here in the great state of South Dakota. Now, you may recall that along with some truly amazing candidates, I was chosen for the Targeted Legislative Races program. Well, hopefully you're not tired of seeing our faces yet, because Jess Mears and the LNC have invited a few of us to come back and give a bit of a recap, you know, to talk about the outcomes and successes of our races, how the party was involved, and a little about how we see the direction of the Libertarian Party going onward. But before I talk about my own race, I want to give a quick shout out to each and every one of our more than 800 Libertarian candidates who took the plunge and stuck out your necks to run for office this year. Our party is the third largest political party in the country, and it's truly phenomenal that so many of our states and districts, counties, parishes, municipalities, water boards, what have you, have the opportunity to vote for someone that they can believe in. America is so much more than just Team Red and Team Blue, and you being on the ticket serves to reinforce that. So thank you so much. I also want to give my sincerest congratulations to our newly elected Libertarians. You guys who won, you made us, those of us who fought alongside you, so very proud. And that also goes for my colleague and good friend Bethany Baldus, who should have won. You'll be hearing from Bethany sometime later this week. As you might have heard, Bethany had been declared the winner in her legislative race against the majority leader of the Wyoming House of Representatives, until a mysterious box of exactly 500 absentee ballots were added into the count, with a statistically abnormal high percentage votes cast for her opponent, giving him the win by just 53 votes. Well, I know how huge the effort was that went into Bethany's campaign, because a lot of the great folks who worked on my campaign also worked on hers. And I also got to be on a morning call with her and with the other targeted races for the last 3 months of our campaigns. And I got to feel the sheer, raw energy exuding from that little town in Wyoming. So be sure and tune in when she goes live so you can hear her story firsthand. It's amazing. And Bethany, if you're watching right now, I hope you're not tired of hearing it, but I am so freaking proud of you and for your accomplishments. You're amazing. And I guess that brings me back to my own race now. For those of you just joining us, I am Gideon Oakes. I was your state candidate, state senator candidate in South Dakota's 30th Legislative District this year. The LNC has asked me to recap our election for our viewers. So what to say about my own race? The last 8 months have been an experience like none other. Even though we didn't ultimately get the win, I'm proud of the race that we ran, and I'm especially grateful for the many wonderful people who've helped me. And that goes double for the LNC for believing in our odds enough to send out a canvassing team for 2 different weeks. With that huge help, our campaign was able to knock on 3,500 doors and make more than 5,000 voter contacts on the ground. That doesn't even count our media presence. So thank you to Apollo, Tyler, Josh, Michael, and yes, especially you, Tom, for your heroic efforts. On my last interview on the radio the other morning, I said that if I had to summarize our campaign efforts into 3 words, they would be, we showed up. Both literally and rhetorically, we showed up and we brought a campaign that was unrivaled in many different categories. When I first announced way back in April that I was running, I made a deal with my potential supporters. I told them, we won't be outworked. Please don't let us lose because we were outspent. And from that point on, our grassroots supporters all across the country went on to help us out-fundraise a very well-connected incumbent by a margin of 2-to-1 in the general cycle, and actually come within 10% of his fundraising total for the entire year. And we did that primarily through the help of individuals rather than special interests. In fact, of the $15,000 we raised, we took less than $800 from political action committees, or PACs. The incumbent, just for comparison, collected more than $10,000 from PACs. I'm also proud to say that we were able to get the biggest bang for our buck with that donated money by keeping our branding simple but effective. While we were conservative in our spending, we successfully mounted a very visual campaign, the likes of which are usually reserved for big dollar races. On that media side, we sent out nearly 10,000 direct mail pieces to targeted households. Our YouTube ads were watched over 44,000 times, and that's in a district with less than 24,000 people in it. That doesn't even count the ones that were skipped. Our Facebook messages were viewed more than 80,000 times, and we put up almost 40 large roadside signs in a district which is geographically bigger than the state of Connecticut. In fact, we dominated the sign war so much that people started calling me the yellow sign guy. I guess if you're going to be called something, it might as well be that. As you know, the dynamics for a third-party campaign change drastically when both major parties are represented in the race. We often get relegated to the realm of low single digits when there's both a red candidate and a blue candidate. But when all was said and done in our three-party, three-way race, I'm happy to report that we were able to pull more than 18% of the vote. That's right. Here in the 30th District of South Dakota, almost one in five people voted for a Libertarian, even when there were a Republican and a Democrat on the ticket. In case some of you think that this is some sort of Libertarian paradise out here, it's not. I'm one of only 69 registered Libertarians in the entire district. So that means we pulled more than 2,000 votes from non-party members. And I say that not to brag, but hopefully to inspire. You know, nobody in my district can ever again say that third-party candidates aren't viable. And hopefully, wherever you live, you're taking note as well. And more to the point, I'm challenging you to reproduce the efforts, because if I can do it, you can do it. Now, it is true, we only won a handful of races last Tuesday. But like I said at the beginning of this video, each and every time voters see Libertarians on their ballot, the less and less they can discount us. And when we have numbers like 18% in a three-way Senate race, even our losses are wins. And it's like that across the country. I mean, take Gary Johnson's 15% in his three-way U.S. Senate race, for example. And even our strong showings in our one-on-one races, like Bethany Baldus's 49%, or C.N. Stevens with 32%, Sid Dowd with 31%, Daniel Holloway with 23%, the list goes on and on. But the things that those races all had in common were organization, hard work, and guidance from the LNC. So, there's two takeaways from this video I want to leave you with here. Number one, if you have a Libertarian candidate anywhere close to you next election cycle, get involved. Go help them knock doors, write letters to the editor for them, make phone calls. And if you can't do any of that, please send them some money. The nice thing about local races is you don't have to be rich to have a huge impact on the race. And number two, and that's something you're going to hear a lot this week, is join the National Libertarian Party. Do it today. Visit www.lp.org/we the people. I'm sure we'll get that link up for you. There's no better time to do it. In addition to the perks of membership and staying connected with what's going on around the party in the country, your dues are critical for projects and staff members that I'm talking about when I say we received guidance from the LNC. Folks, basic membership is only $25 a year. That's less than 7 cents a day we're talking. I mean, we're talking shaking out the couch cushions money here, or the sales theft on a Frappuccino every week. Also, go back to your state and local affiliates and spread the word. There are thousands and thousands of registered Libertarian voters across the country who just haven't made the decision yet to join the National Party. Folks, it's time to get real about the future of our party, because now, more than ever, the eyes of the country are upon us. More and more people are realizing that the Republican and Democrat parties aren't going to be the ones to dig them out of the hole that we're getting into deeper and deeper every single day. More and more, they're realizing that neither party cares about the rights of the individual as much as they do about staying in power. And more, they're realizing that we are the only true opposition party. The only thing left to decide is, are we going to step up and take the lead in saving our country? Or are we just going to sit back and get into arguments with people on Facebook? The choice is yours. Thank you so much for your time today, and thank you for the opportunity to serve. Again, I'm Gideon Oakes. Let's get out there and let's whoop some ass in 2020.